Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. I wonder if it's despair that causes me to come to an end of myself. I'm not sure. Certainly there are times when I do sink deep into myself and ask myself some uncomfortable questions. The advantage of such thoughts is that they hijack any attempt to navigate life through superficiality. Whilst I may at times get by in life, I am doing so without my heart and soul intact. I'm only really surviving, I'm not flourishing. In such moments, where do I turn? If I turn in on myself, which is the strongest of temptations, I find little relief from my anguish and confusion. For all I find is what I already know. If, however, I will make the attempt to look towards God and then stand a chance of finding some crumbs of encouragement, which may, much as they did Hansel and Gretel, lead me away from my lostness. It's always true that we are found by and in God. I, however, all too easily lose sight and hold on God. One thing life has taught me, that there's a lot of monotony. One day can appear so much like the next. Some deal with this by remaining future-focused. They imagine and speak of an upcoming holiday or excursion. It's something I've tried, but apart from a brief momentary excitement of that future, I find myself stuck in my present reality. No surprise, really, for such future activities are mere distractions from the reality that surrounds me. I perhaps tend to disappear inside my head and seek some escape through my wild imaginings and thought processes. The world inside my head always appears more real than the one I physically inhabit. That's my makeup. It has its uses, like when isolating myself, but it's not so good when addressing reality. The fact is that the sense of despair is internal. It's rooted in my current mood-induced perspective. It isn't real. In one way, I'm always a physical expression of my prayer, and my utterance reflects my life. I'm invited to acknowledge God, who both hears and responds to my prayer. So just as I ask God to pay attention to my prayer, God requires me to pay attention to God's response. The good news here is that I can respond in any way I choose, for there are many routes away from the weight of my inner despair. Even tears, so long as they are not instruments of self-pity, can serve as a useful release and offer a simple path away from my current predicament. As I force myself to move in a direction that refuses to indulge my despair, I've taken at least one step towards a fresh encounter with God and demonstrated my refusal to be insulated by my perceived predicament. As we enter into the God space today, do you cry out to God in despair and frustration? Once you've called out, make some response toward God, bleak and empty though that may feel. It's a witness to your understanding and appreciation that God is hearing and currently responding to your prayer. Amen. There is a heaviness deep within that I can sense a lot of the time. Why it's there, I don't really know, but I choose to walk in pursuit of God who hears and responds to my prayer. Now we're slowly drawing to a close of my time here on Be Still and Know. But please do write to me, micah.jazz@premier.org.uk, and I'll write back in person and in confidence just as soon as I can. And you can still join me each Sunday for Premier Life, where we celebrate God's love with worship, prayer, and one of your own wonderful testimonies. However, from me for now, it's goodbye and God bless.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.